Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In the following hypothetical situation, let's say you're on your way to the moon and you have some range anxiety, wondering, can I make it all the way or will I need to stop for gas? Well, there are two problems here. First, as far as we know, there are no gas stations on the way to the moon. And second, standard gas gauges don't work without gravity. Solving problem number one is a long way off, but solving problem number two may not be. A test model of the solution is on its way to the moon right now. Here's Joe Palka.
Gas gauges in cars work like this. Inside the gas tank, there's a floating sensor that rests on the surface of the gas.
Depending on the position of the float in the tank, it creates a signal that goes to the fuel gauge display on your dashboard.
Greg Zimmerle is at NASA's Glenn Research Center in Cleveland. He thinks a lot about fuel gauges, not for cars, for spacecraft. On Earth, making a fuel gauge is relatively simple because gravity pulls the fuel to the bottom of the tank, so a float will give an accurate measure. But when there's no gravity,
the propellant can just float around inside the tank, but generally tends to cling to the walls.
Zimmerle says that means using a float won't work. He says there are two ways this problem is typically solved. One is to create a bit of gravity by gently firing the rocket engine.
And that will basically move the fluid to the bottom of the tank, and now you can use level sensors.
But that means using some of your precious fuel just to measure how much you've got. You can also estimate how much is left in the tank if you know how much you started with and how much you've used so far. Zimmerle says this method is called bookkeeping, and it works pretty well. But there can be problems.
If you have a leak in the tank, for example, that affects that result, right? You're not accounting for leaks.
So Zimmerle and his colleagues have built something called the radio frequency mass gauge. It takes advantage of a property of containers called their resonant frequency. That frequency changes depending on how much liquid is in the container. It's easy to demonstrate this.
Take a wine glass, fill it with water, tap it with a hammer, pour some water out, tap it with a hammer, pour some water out, tap it with a hammer.
You can clearly hear the resonant frequency of the wine glass change as I pour out the water. Zimmerle says his gauge uses the same concept, but with a radio frequency beam, or RF beam, aimed at the spacecraft's fuel tank.
Pinging the tank with an RF signal instead of a hammer, and we're measuring the reflected signal from that.
The signal changes in a characteristic way depending on how much liquid is in the tank. Zimmerle has tested his new method aboard the International Space Station, but now it's going into deep space with the Intuitive Machines lunar lander that's scheduled to arrive on the moon this week. If successful, it'll be the first soft moon landing for the U.S. in more than half a century. Of course, the new gauge won't prevent you from running out of gas on the way to the moon, but at least you'll know when the end is near. For Here and Now, I'm Joe Palka.